There's nothing worse than bad phone sex.
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable doing this, Chris.
Oh, come on. So what do you have on?
Underwear.
Come on, don't say underwear. Say panties. You know panties, right? What kind of panties?
It's like a tweed lycra blend.
Don't tell me to tell you. What am I, Taylor? Come on, what's the cut? The panties? G-string? A thong? Oh, come on. Okay. You miss me?
Yeah.
What you gonna do when you see me?
I don't know. Talk. Hold you.
You want me to hold you back?
Yeah.
You want me to kiss you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You want me to eat your pussy?
Whatever.
What you mean whatever? Do you want me to eat your pussy?
Eventually, I guess, it'll get there. I mean, I don't know.
Could you just say it? If you want it, say it.
All right,
You want me to eat your pussy?
I would like it if you ate my pussy.
Eat your what?
My pussy.
Excuse me? Your pussy? What? If I ate your what?
My pussy.
Okay. And what are you gonna do to me?
Touch your arm.
What? Why are you gonna touch my arm for?
Cause I'll rub it.
I'll rub my arm?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I ain't in a fight. I ain't fall down.
Alright, I'll massage your neck.
You gotta go lower.
I'll kiss your ear.
Fuck. Hey, honey, you got to go lower than that.
What if I rub your tummy?
Lower.
Alright. I'll touch your penis.
My penis?
Huh?
My penis?
Uh-huh.
The fuck are you talking about, penis? What the fuck? Penis? Penis? What's this penis shit? It's dick. Dick. My dick. What am I, a fucking doctor? Damn.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello.
Oh. What's happening?
Not much.
That's a guy I don't think, when we talk stand-up comics, I don't think we talk about him enough.
No, I think it's hard because he's one of those ones that, like we said last week, we get into that tough thing of thinking of comedic actors. And I guess Chris Rock's one that, for whatever reason, I just think comedic actor, not stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up's so good, though. That was off the album from like 96, 97 called Roll With The New, which was like one of the, like, I don't know, third or fourth, like, comic albums I got into. That's the one that had the tossing salad bit on it and the champagne room bit. And I loved it, but.
I mean, I totally get the whole, like, bit there. I mean, I understand it. I've been there. I know what he's talking about.
I'm not sure I have been.
I have been.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have been. Is that a different show or is that a this show?
I don't know. I mean, it's just one of the, you know, I mean, you've all been there. I mean, you know, you tried doing the whole.
I just said I haven't been there, so you can't say you've all been there.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, you try the whole sexy talks and it just doesn't go well. I mean, it's just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what he's talking about.
I kind of picked him because here we are in October. Well, I guess we did record October 1st, but our first show into October now.
Yeah.
And he's got that new horror movie out. Chris Rock.
Does he?
Spiral from the Book of Saw.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it. My Ben went saw and said it was actually really good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize until I'd heard some of this that he is huge into kind of like Justin Peele. Doing what did Justin Peele do? Was it the Us, Them?
And didn't he do Candyman?
Did Justin Peele do the new Candyman?
I'm almost positive he did.
He very well may have.
Which, I mean, I don't know if I said it on here before, but it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, you've said it. I just
I mean, it
haven't
was awesome.
been able to see it. And speaking of not being able to see, I did not watch our horror movie this week.
I didn't either. I went to watch it, but the other mean people in my house were didn't want to let me watch it, so.
Well, my house is in boxes.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I bought a house.
Did you finally get it?
We did. We got a house. We've been signing papers every
Yeah, there's a
fucking
lot of signing.
yeah. Every day there's like 50 new fucking, dealy bobs or whatever. Fortunately, a lot of it's e-signing. There's been a couple pages every day we have to print out, physically sign, and then
The heck is that?
did I do that? That's not me.
Weird. My computer's doing weird stuff. That was me. I have no idea. I had all of a sudden something opened in the background on my computer. Yeah.
I hope it wasn't. I hope it wasn't fucking recordings of your bad phone sex.
It might have been. No, my computer's doing this weird freaking thing that it's yeah.
Well, I know as comics, we record our bits to
It's I
listen.
don't know. It did a sync or whatever, or did an update, and the update's all screwed up. So I don't know. It's being stupid.
I see. I see. But yes, we
At least,
bought.
yeah, no, there you go. Okay.
Oh, that was my now my thing says your internet connection's unstable. Jesus
Okay.
crime in Italy.
We're having all sorts of computer issues tonight.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? But yes, we got a house for the most part sight unseen. I mean, we did walk into it, but it had to been real, like we were in there real fast because we had to pick kids up and blah
Yeah.
blah blah. We got a house in Maple Valley.
Nice.
Nothing fancy. Small little 3-bedroom, 1 bath. We will add, first of the year, we'll add another 700 square feet to it. We're gonna convert the garage into a rec room and 4th bedroom. That way, all the kids have their own bedroom. We figure the plan was to use the garage basically how we used it at the other house.
Yeah.
So we thought we would give the kids their own room.
Right on.
So yeah, it's exciting. It's scary, all at the
Yeah.
same time. I've got a lot of shit.
Yeah, you do.
I've packed 10 of those like Home Depot medium sized boxes you can buy. And all 8 of them are just pops. And I've only cleared 2 shelves.
Jeez Louise.
Or 2 bookcases. I guess more than shelves, bookcases. But yeah. Yeah, I haven't touched any of the stuff in the bedroom. I haven't touched any of the stuff in the studio. I haven't touched the 3rd bookcase out there. None of it. And it's all just fucking pops. I'm like, Jesus.
When is the closing?
So they want to close instantly. We are
Oh.
closing on the 20th.
Wow.
We moved into the underwriting or completed underwriting today.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I think it was Friday, I think, is when they were like, yes, we accept your offer. So,
They are in a hurry.
we went and saw the house after 4 or 5 hours after it hit the market. Like, it
Yeah.
hadn't been out very long. And we went and looked at the house. instantly, we told our realtor, we're like, 440 is our, they wanted 425 for it. We were like, 440 is our max. We can't go any higher than that and live. Just put in an offer at 440. I don't want to play any games with it. You know, just here's our max. It's worth the 440. We'll pay the 440. And if we get it, we get it. And if we're not, great.
Yeah.
So we did it. We wrote a little letter to the owners. Just, you know, hey, I've lived in Maple Valley my whole life. I'd love to stay here and keep my kids in school, blah, 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 blah. Your house is perfect for us. And so from what I'm understanding, that's what sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Somebody else had the exact same offer, but with more down payment and conventional, not a FHA, so a lot more leeway.
Yeah.
And they liked our story and the fact that we took time to write a letter and shit like that and chose us. The one contingency plan was that we close, early close or rapid close or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Because they have a house lined up where they're moving, but can't start the buying process until they sell this one. So we had to pay, I think it was like $250 for rapid close or whatever.
Yeah.
But technically, I will be closer to you.
That's good.
I'll be in Four Corners. Right in Ferndale. By the big LSD church there. LDS.
Like LSD.
I wish there was an LSD church there.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
I'd go to church if it was an LSD church.
I'd go every day and just think it was Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're actually in a friend of the show, Danny Petrushka's old neighborhood.
Nice.
So we're right across the street from the high school. So I already told Bella, next year you're fucking walking to school. You know, they weren't too happy about that.
That's, you know, that's scary though, because actually it was funny when with Benton, he walked to school because it was right across the street. So
yeah, the scary thing is there's no crosswalk. They'd actually have to walk down past the church and hit the crosswalk to get across the street to the school.
Yeah, that's what Benton was supposed to do, but he always crossed to like four lanes of traffic to get to school.
Yeah. I don't know. Not that Benton is incredibly swift afoot either, but my girls are definitely not swift afoot. So
he's taller, so he had longer strides.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want my girl playing, especially on Maple, or I guess that's Kent Kangley there technically. But
playing Frogger?
Yeah. No, that's all right. Nice fully fenced yard. It's a quarter acre.
Nice.
So not too bad. We will be putting a shed in. So you put your shed in almost right away. We're putting a shed in. Like, we've already started shopping for it.
Yeah. One thing I would say, make sure when you do it, make sure you know exactly what you're getting. Because that was a big argument we had. They kept, like, we asked if the flooring was involved, if there was anything extra we needed. Nope, you don't need to buy anything extra. Then all of a sudden it shows up, it's like there's no floor. Oh yeah, that's extra. Well, we fucking asked about that.
Now what did you get?
It was a wooden one that we had to put together. So.
Okay, so it was one of the DIY ones?
Yeah.
Through Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yeah. We could have paid, but it was almost the same amount as the freaking shed to have someone else come out and do it. So we're like, oh, we'll just put it together ourselves. It was a freaking nightmare, but I mean, it's a nice shed once we got it put up.
Okay. Doing it that route, what is your moisture like? God, I fucking hate that word. I cringe. Like, I didn't want dead air, but I was really battling my brain to come up with a fucking different word. Condensation. Condensation.
Right,
there you go.
Right in the beginning, we did have problems with like one of my, like my golf bag. I had to clean it up and everything because it got moldy. So what we did is we got some of those, like it's a bucket or something that traps the moisture. And since we've gotten that, we've had no issues.
See,
but I think part of the problem we had was because when we ordered it, we didn't get it until like November. So once we were putting it up, it got all wet inside because it was pouring down rain while we were putting it up.
So I should have somebody else do it. Because we looked at the DIY kits at Home Depot, and then we looked at Tough Shed.
Yeah.
Now, it does say online on those DIY kits, like, you have to buy the roofing.
Yep.
You have to buy the flooring. Like, basically, you're getting the fucking walls.
Yeah.
You know, for, it's a couple thousand more, but it's all together. It's already painted. And they fucking do it, and it says it takes 3 to 6 hours for them to build it.
Yeah, and see, we did, the one we did, the nice part was we had got paint that matched the house so that the shed actually, it looks like, if you see it from the street, it looks like it's just extra part of the house because of where we put it. And we made it so the paint matched the house. Well, I mean, if Amber had ever finished painting it, but, you know.
Well, because my plan is, or the plan, not my plan, it's actually Tosh's plan. She's the one that said the idea. She's the one that is shopping for the idea. But it will be my studio.
Nice.
And it will house a good majority of my toys.
Well, you're going to need a big-ass shed then.
And...
big-ass shed, like bigger than your garage.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Your toys.
Yeah. But I already told her, I'm like, if this isn't fucking sealed, like, none of my shit's going out there. You're going to have a fucking empty building.
Part of the, like I said, part of the problem that we had was the fact that, like, it rained while we were putting it up. But once we put that stuff in there, I've noticed no issues with it. I went through and, I mean, I used a bunch of caulking and, like, sealed every crack.
Yeah.
You know, before I put in the roof, but it was just the moisture that was already in it. And I didn't go through and dry it out before I, like, completely closed it.
Yeah.
But once I got that moisture out of it, I've never had another problem.
See, my other concern is the barn door style, right? Because that's what 90% of them have, that one big kind of barn door where it doesn't look like it. Like when you use a house door or whatever, you have the latch and it kind of seals. Where those barn doors, you know, they just got a hook holding them. And
yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of worried about that. So I kind of been looking at like the, similar to the, I don't know what you, we called it a dollhouse, but, or a playhouse at the old house that had the little porch on it. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm interested in. But man, that's another like $2,000.
Yeah. They get expensive
for that style. I don't know. I'm going to have to get on that Tough Shed builder and see if I can't change doors on it.
Yeah, I think some of them you can. I mean, it's one of the ones, like the ones we have, I mean, the way we put it up, it does see, the doors do seal okay, but they're not like a normal house door.
Yeah, and I
think you could probably put some stuff around them to make them seal.
But I think that's what I want. I think I would also feel more secure, right? Because if I have my computer and all the studio stuff out there, and I have, I mean, fuck, right now, according to Pop Price Guide, my pop collection's worth like $12,000.
Yeah.
You know, and I have that shit out there and, you know, just my other stuff. Like, I want to take precaution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
So, I don't know.
Because, yeah, like right now, our shed, we pretty much have all our Halloween stuff, which I need to go get some of it out because Halloween's coming up, all of our Christmas stuff, you know, the bikes, a few other random things. But then I have a second shed. That's just like a plastic like shed that's out front where I have all my stuff for work and then all the like speakers for the shows. So
yeah, and my metal shed's gonna come with us and that'll house all my work stuff still like it does now and our camping shit and you know, stuff like that. But
yeah, I like having the one shed like out front because pretty much I can just back the car up to it and then open it and swap things out for work. So
see, but you still I know there's crime out there, but I don't think it's like what Maple Valley's coming to with prowlers and break-ins and...
Well, and see, and I have, because the Jeep, I don't really drive that much, so the Jeep is actually backed up to within like 2 inches of the doors. So you couldn't, you would have to move the Jeep to get that shed door open with all my work stuff in it. So every time I swap stuff out, I have to pull the Jeep forward so that so it's a secondary. I have a master lock on it, but it's also a secondary like backup is having the Jeep backed up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I still got to look at that and think about it. It's kind of weird because the backyard has no grass. It's all like pea gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about, like, if I put a shed back there, like, we can put the both sheds back there and then figure out how we want to plant grass in now through that area and stuff like that and not have to worry about ruining the yard, per se. But, yeah, I don't know if I want it right out on the road because you even have kind of, not a, like a long driveway, but comparatively to neighborhood driveways you do, you know, where I would be right on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, we have a little bit. I mean, we're in a neighborhood a little bit off the main road, and then, you know, like you said, it's a little bit of a driveway, and I mean, you would have to, like I said, you'd have to move the Jeep.
Yeah.
The Jeep alarm would go off and wake us up before, you know, you could get into it.
Yeah, well, my fear, to be honest with you, is broad daylight.
Yeah.
I mean, they think everybody's at work. Tosh doesn't hear shit. She's got her headphones on. She's, you know, working herself. So I don't know if she's going to hear anything.
Yeah, see, and I've got the advantage of Beach, you know, works, I mean, nights normally at Regal, and then Amber's dad's always here, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So usually someone at the house.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm so overwhelmed with everything going on, like, sign these papers, fill this box, you know. They want us in there. Well, I mean, luckily, like, I'm not in a situation where I have to move out day one. Like, I have to be out of this place day one. But I'm in a situation that if I'm spending $440,000 on it, I don't want it to spend a day empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I plan... The 20th is a Wednesday, so we probably won't move until that Friday, but the hope and plan will be to have everything packed where literally we just have to, and Tasha's like, well, we already got all these boxes, you know, and as we can start taking truckloads over Wednesday and then just move our beds and all that on Friday. Oh, no. I'm not leaving all my shit in an empty house that nobody's at.
See, that was one thing. That's kind of what we did. Is we did because we had the lucky once we bought this, it was the middle of the month, so we had both houses for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we were moving stuff over, and we were painting, and we were doing all that stuff, and made a bunch of changes to this house before, you know, we moved everything over.
Now, fortunately, we don't have to. It is 100% turnkey, move-in ready. I mean, they took really good care of it. They did some really nice upgrades to it. There's always little things, right? Like, for instance, the fucking linen closet has, like, the shelves are, like, wallpapered. Like, the top of the shelves has...
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah. That was a big thing, like, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. But at the same time, one, it's not a big project. Oh, no, I have to empty the towels.
Yeah.
And, you know, do them. Like, so we're not worried about that day one, minute one, you know. Really, we get to move in and start setting things up right away.
Yeah.
So, that's the one nice thing about it. But, so we're recording late tonight. Not that anybody else would know, because you all listen to it whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But we watched the Seahawks game. Or did you?
I did.
I missed the whole first half. I didn't fucking. The girls had a softball game tonight, and technically, it's only supposed to be 2 hours. Like it should have been over at 5:30, home by 5:50 or 5:45. You know, I would have missed first quarter maybe.
Yeah,
but every game has been canceled except the first one so far 2 weeks ago, and the umpire was cool, and he's like, I'm here for you guys to finish the game. Like, let's go. So they got in all seven innings tonight. And by the time I got home, they were just finishing up halftime. Like, the halftime Joe Buck, Troy Aikman were just back to Troy and Joe in the booth, you know. So Russell Wilson's finger looks fucked.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, in all reality, besides that last throw, Geno didn't look too bad.
That last throw wasn't bad. Tyler Lockett fell down. Whether he got knocked down or fell.
Yeah, if he hadn't fallen down, I think that would have been a good play. But I mean, Geno looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, if Russell Wilson's hurt, which I'm hoping he's not, I mean, Geno, the big problem we're having is the defense. The defense, that second, they did pretty good during the first half. And then that second half, all of a sudden, they just let him walk right through him again.
Yep. Yeah. That
was... that's the biggest. Our defense can't put together an entire game. And without that.
Could you imagine if Matt Stafford's finger wasn't fucked and he was hitting those passes? He missed wide open guys all over, even the first half.
Yeah.
You know, from what the highlights they were showing.
Yeah. So, I mean, our defense, I mean, if our defense doesn't, which we got amazing players on our defense. It's just they're not playing together.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's the play calling.
Yeah.
Honestly, this zone defense shit is just, they basically play prevent defense from the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
You know, but what'd you think of that double punt?
Oh, that was awesome.
That's why you have rugby players be your punter, baby.
Yeah. Like, on the second punt, he kicked, what, 62 yards?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden he's running and he kicks it. You're like, what the fuck? Is that, could you do that?
The refs did that, like, what the fuck? Like, they threw the flag and then had to figure out what the rule was.
And they're, like, going back going, can he do that? Is that okay? I mean, even in the announcer saying, no, that's a penalty. And then the refs come back and say, nope, no penalty.
Yeah, it was that guy in the booth that works for the competition committee or whoever it is. Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you can't do that. Then he had to come back and go, well, I guess if you kick the ball and it doesn't cross the line and you don't cross the line, then you can kick it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was like.
That was a heads up play by him. I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, it's something I'd never seen before.
No, and honestly, my first reaction was. Yes, that guy played fucking rugby in Australia. Like, you know, he knows what the fuck he's doing. Like, he ran it till he was open and then bombed it. Like, bombed it. Not kicked it. He fucking bombed it for that type of punt. That was beautiful. That was fun to watch. So, speaking of football, have you been following the fucking drama in our league?
No, I've seen a lot of the comments and stuff. I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention. There was a whole trade that was supposed to happen, and it didn't happen, and then I don't know.
Yeah, it's... So, last Sunday, my phone blew up all over the fucking place that the trade didn't go through because he had too many men on the roster.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you push that trade through? Can you, you know... And trades are one thing, like, I can't touch. You know, the rule was set at the beginning, and I can't touch it. And then it was, so they reproposed the trade. And then Pickett texts me, and he goes, hey, CJ decided he doesn't want to do that trade. Can you cancel it? I'm like, no, I can't. Like,
no.
That's part of the deal. And so... 5 hours before that trade was supposed to go through, he purposely picked a guy up so his roster was full and it would get canceled again. So before my alarm clock even went off Tuesday morning, I think, Steven's texting me, waking me the fuck up. And then Chris is texting me. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, it's a free league. There's no money on the line. There's no... You know, first of all, second of all, I see Steven's point of view. If you agree to a trade, the trade should be made. The only way it should have been denied is if it was voted against, because that's how I have rejection set up.
Yeah.
You know, I let the lead decide.
I automatically vote against every trade, just so you know.
Oh, do you? I don't. I mean, but at the same time, since we started this league, what, 5 years ago now? 4 years ago? Yeah. Something like that? Steven is every year picked on the weakest gazelle and proposed trade after trade after trade to him.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't offer me trades because he knows I know what the fuck I'm doing. Now, did
he
I think...
Every once in a while, I laugh at him.
Like, did I think the trade was unfair? I think it benefited him a little bit more, but I don't think it was unfair. But at all. But he did it with... The first year, it was Tosh and Gwen. Like, he was proposing trades to them nonstop because they don't know anything about football. You know, they don't know who's good, who's bad.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just, and I'm like, and then at the same time, you know, like, I also know Steven. Steven doesn't give a fuck if you're 8 or 80. He's going to find any way to beat you and then rub it in your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Playing basketball, he swats Toby and, like, flexes over him. Like he did something fucking amazing. Yeah. You know,
really?
Yeah. He does not care. Never has.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just, again, it's a free fucking league, people.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
We're doing this to have fun, and typically I would be dead set against a kid playing in the league.
Yeah.
But when Chris asked me, it kind of made sense that it would be a good way for a kid to learn.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's a free league. Typically, nobody's vicious like this. Like, we just, you know.
We're just having fun. It's like one of those things. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, last Sunday, I completely forgot to even look at mine and, like, change anything. And then halfway through the day, I'm like, oh, well, shit, everything's going fucking bad.
Yeah. Tosh mentioned that today. She goes, I've had it in my head all day. Today was Wednesday. And then I walked in the door from softball and you had the game on and I didn't put in Chris Carson, or I didn't take Chris Carson out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it happens. Fuck, it happens when you got money on the line. Like,
yeah, but I mean, that's it. This is a fun league. We don't have any money on the line. No. So it's like,
yeah. So just watching the drama unfold is ridiculous and all the different fucking chatting about it, and, you know, pretty garbage, calling an 8-year-old fucking garbage. Like, come on, Steven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And like
I'm a jerk sometimes, but I mean, it's an 8-year-old. I mean,
I get his point.
Learning, he's supposed to be having fun. And I mean, I get Steven's point. If there was money involved, I could see
it. Yeah.
But this has been a fun league where we do talk smack sometimes and we have fun, but we also, we're not mean about it.
Now, I do get his point to an extent. Steven sent me a screenshot that the night before he sent Chris a message that said, hey, just a reminder, you have to have a player free on the roster for the trade to go through.
Yeah.
And then it was, never replied to, but a few hours later they picked up the Chargers tight end.
Yeah.
And my other issue, I guess I have, and I called Chris out last week, I think it was. I was just waking up in the morning to get ready for work, 4:30 in the morning. 2 minutes after being woken up, my phone goes off that, huh? The baseball kid picked up this player and dropped the... I'm like, that's odd. Chris gets up at 4:30 to go to work in the morning too, but his son being up at 4:30 on a school day?
Maybe he got up to do something, you know, for school.
And I called Chris out and he goes, oh, I didn't know that. I'll have a talk with him. But I just have a feeling he's playing two teams, but that's just...
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, it's one of those, you know, like I said, it's supposed to be a fun league where we have fun, make fun of each other and, you know, whatever. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just drama.
It is. It's funny.
Yeah, that's all. It's just fucking drama. Did you see Carnage?
I did.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Beach talked about it on the Love and Hate Radio, and we really went into, I mean, it. The future of Venom looks amazing.
Yeah.
Just put that up. The mid credit scene makes it, yeah, is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was great. I mean, Woody Harrelson, I mean, he's an amazing actor. I mean, really, to see him play that role was pretty cool. I mean, his Carnage, I mean, it was just really good. And the interaction between Venom and, you know, I always forget the guy's name,
Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock is hilarious. I mean, Amber even was laughing the whole movie.
Good.
So it's a great movie. They did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm hoping to check it out. Who knows? I still didn't see Shang-Chi either. So, like I said, life is spinning circles right now. And the poverty level is coming quick. You know, I'm going to go from next to nothing bills to a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to put away money for that and save money. One of these days I'll have to hit Beej up and see if I can't get some discount.
There you go. Yeah, he's getting a bunch of hours because I guess they're having problems getting, of course, hiring people. So he's getting hours. They're actually even having him go to some of the other, like, Regal cinemas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't drive.
Yeah, I know, but he's got coworkers that are, like, going over to those, too. So they just hook him up with other coworkers so he can drive over.
Ah.
Right.
That makes more sense then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I know. I got a lot I need to see. I just, like I said, time is crazy.
Yeah, I could see that, especially with, you know, getting a new house. And I mean, your kids are still young. Like, my youngest is Beach. So, I mean, no sports. He goes to school. I mean, we goof off here at the house and watch weird shows. But
right.
Some of the Japanese animations that he watched is one FLCL that we've started watching. And I'm like, it's really cool to watch, but I'm like, I am so fucking confused.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man, anymore, by the time I sit down in front of a TV, I don't have the wherewithal to pick up something new.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of watching whatever's brain dead or, you know, letting the kids watch. So we are going to do Pumpkin Patch this weekend.
Nice.
So I think we're looking forward to that. I'm trying to think of a good place to go, but I did.
We used to go to Carpenito's.
That's where we always go.
No.
But
Maris Farms down in Bonnie Lake or Buckley or wherever the fuck, it's right down right here by me. They always had a really good haunted forest and stuff like that to go through. So.
Yeah. And I was kind of looking or thinking something like that because last couple of years, we've done the Haunted Forest at Royal Arch Park, but they're not doing it this year. They are doing the pirate ship, but it's not in the neighborhood anymore. They sold the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it last year, and it was a drive-through. This year, I think it's going to be a walk-through. It's at the girls' school. Actually, when we were up there for the softball game today, they're building it as we speak. Yeah. They got it out in one of the side parking lots, and they're building it all up and getting it ready to go. And I don't do corn mazes, so we go to Carbonier Brothers. We hunt our pumpkin and then tossing the kids to the corn maze, and I just sit there. Yeah. You know. So, I know we're recording late. I'm watching you fucking yawn. I'm thinking about fucking yawning.
Oh, I've just been, ever since I've barely been sleeping, this rib is just fucking killing me.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'm supposed to go do a run this weekend, and I'm.
I forgot you got the Gronkowski rib still.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's been rough. I didn't realize how much I sleep on my right side. So, every time I roll over on my right side, which side I want to sleep on, it's an instant, like, I'm wide awake, and then I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's rough. Speaking of sleep, I got a letter today that my sleep machine causes death and it's recalled.
Awesome.
But if I don't use it, I'm going to cause death.
Yeah, that's kind of it's a catch-22. Use it and die. Don't use it and die.
So I need to figure out what the fuck I got to do with that now.
They're going to get you a new one, hopefully?
It said I needed. The letter I got was from Panasonic itself.
Yeah.
That said, we scored the records or whatever. And I'd read about a recall a couple months ago, but I didn't notice my machine on there. And then they sent me this letter today, and my machine is on that list. And I'm like, fuck. Not good.
No, because it's supposed to be saving your life.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck to do, but...
Yikes.
It is what it is, I guess. Yeah. Death. Death. Death.
You know, it happens.
I did get a message from Kevin about last week's show, and that the one we did with Miley Cyrus singing Metallica, and so I guess 2 weeks ago show.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, oh yeah, listen to next week's or this week's show because we talk about National Kevin Day. Didn't realize that when I walked out of the studio, I forgot to push fucking send, and that episode didn't go out till Monday.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
No, it happens, I guess.
I woke up Monday and I was checking the stats to see how many downloads, blah blah blah, we did over the weekend, and I'm like, oh, where the fuck did our episode go? Like, it's not here.
Huh.
Walk back and it's sitting right there on the computer. I forgot to fucking send it.
Well, shit.
Yeah. So people are going to get two this week, I guess.
I guess. That'll be good. So, yeah, no. It's that my excitement one was kind of fun.
Yeah. And then knowing that we talk about TikTok and we kind of like TikTok and da-da-da-da-da, you've seen the TikTok challenges, right? For high schoolers?
Yeah.
Where September was vandalized school bathrooms?
Oh, no, I missed that one.
So I know that actually went off because going to Toby's soccer game, the bathrooms were closed with a sign on it that said that these were destroyed. And then we got a letter from the girls' school saying they're only opening one bathroom in the school because the janitors have had to repair three or four of them multiple times.
Oh, nice.
So there was a list that they posted somewhere on TikTok. Thank God I didn't see it on TikTok. That just tells me I'm not on high school TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is not where I want to be, so that's good. It's October right now, so it's smack a staff member. Yeah. I don't know
that's what assault.
I don't know what teachers are like nowadays, but holy shit. Could you imagine smacking a Bob Barrick? A Tony
Bob Barrick would smack you back.
A Tony Davis?
Yeah. You would have got your ass beat.
Yeah. November is kiss your friend's girlfriend at school.
Once again, people are trying to get their asses kicked.
Yeah. Now, this might be one I can get behind for December.
Yeah?
It's deck your halls and show your balls.
No, I'm okay with that. That's fine. Whatever.
And then in parentheses, it literally says show your private parts.
Wasn't that what they just said? Show your balls?
Yeah.
Well, I guess women don't have balls, but...
Yeah, I don't know why that has to be a high school one. I'm all for. I wonder if I'll lose my job.
Who knows?
I walk into a 7-Eleven and I'm like, want to try the new Monster? By the way, here's my jingle balls.
I think it depends on which store you're at and how well you know the people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I know very many of the... of the managers well. Like, I'm friendly with all of them, but know them well. Most of them don't get to see the, oh, that guy would definitely show his ball side of Matt. Like.
I mean, isn't that every side of Matt?
Not in the professional world.
Yeah, I guess not.
Let's see. January, we have jab a breast.
Jab a breast?
Mm-hmm.
With what?
I don't know if that means like poke it, like walk by and poke somebody's boob with your finger or an ink pen or what, but like I don't get this stuff.
I don't either.
February is mess up school signs. Let's see. March is make a mess in the courtyard or cafeteria. Like, by the last day of school, there's going to be, like, five people left.
Yeah, because everyone's going to get freaking suspended.
Grab some egg. Another stealing challenge. May is ditch day. So just all of May. Just ditch day.
The whole day. The whole month. I mean, that was my whole senior year, but...
June is flip off the front office.
That was every day.
And I will have a firearm by July because July is spray a neighbor's fence.
Spray a neighbor's fence?
Yeah.
With what?
My assumption would be spray paint or
I mean, urine?
Yeah, either way. So, I've seen people talk about this since getting this message on TikTok. I've seen teachers going, oh, it's smack a teacher? Try me, motherfuckers. Like, teacher yeah. TikTok, you know? Like, I got October in my head right now. I got smack a teacher, right? Now, don't get me wrong. There is lots of staff that I would have loved to have smacked. But I wouldn't have needed a special month for it.
No, and I mean, the thing is, like I said, I mean, that's assault.
But, I mean, think of your old high school principal.
Oh, I would have smacked the fuck out of dude if I had a chance. I'd still smack the fuck out of him.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I mean, there's plenty of teachers. I mean, Mr. Lawrence, he definitely needed to be smacked.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the reasons I got kicked out of his class, because my brother did.
Oh.
He did. Once he knew who I was, I found out later that my older brother, back like fucking in 1980, freaking punched him in the mouth.
Nice. He wasn't invited to Disneyland?
Apparently. But once he knew that was my brother, he's like, yeah, I don't want you in my class. I'm like, thank you.
Nice. Nice.
It's the nicest thing that brother ever did for me.
Like, I wonder what Kevin would do. Like, I'm genuinely curious. I know Kevin's not a teacher anymore, but if this would have happened last year.
I don't know. I kind of wonder. That would be an interesting one to find out.
I also, because Kevin's not a small dude, and we spent some time in his classes 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder which one of those kids would have had the balls to smack Kevin.
I don't know, because, I mean, the one thing is, I mean, I kind of got the idea, I mean, with most of the kids, is Kevin was one of those teachers, like, if you had a choice of which teacher to smack, I don't see any of those kids picking Kevin as that teacher.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either, but, again, you never know.
Yeah.
Right? It could be the old jail yard rules, right? Find the biggest bitch and hit him.
Yeah, but I don't know if Kevin would be the one. I mean, usually you want to go with the biggest, scariest one. Kevin's not, I mean, not to sound bad, not exactly scary.
No, but I think he could be. Now, you got to think, right? You're in October. So they haven't had him a long time at this point yet, right? They don't know the big lack of fighting teddy bear Kevin is.
That's true.
You've had him a month, and he's pretty imposing.
I mean, he can be, because, I mean, he is a bigger gentleman.
Bald head, beard. I mean, he's one penis away from being a bear. I know that, but...
Yeah.
You know, so... Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, but it's one of those, I mean... Yeah, who comes up with these challenges? Like I said, most of the people, the teachers we had in high school, you wouldn't even think.
Or, like I said, some of the bathrooms at the girls' middle school were destroyed. So this is middle school doing it, too.
See, and I can't think. Most of my middle school teachers, I never had any that I could imagine smacking.
I don't know what Gerald was like in junior high. Gerald James. But I can tell you right now, if somebody dared me in middle school to smack a teacher, fuck you. Like, you go live with my dad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, do parents not fear their or kids not fear their parents anymore?
No, not at all.
And I don't even say this like I wasn't...
You see a lot of kids nowadays because parents, I mean, they let them walk right over them and do whatever they want. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I don't say this is an abused child because I wasn't. But my dad struck the fear of fucking God in me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't abused either, but I mean, I knew better than to do stupid shit like that because I would pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know. just seems a little weird to me. Little like we were mischief makers, right? I like TP in houses. We egged a couple, which may have been quote unquote taking it too far.
Yeah, you know.
But we didn't destroy people's property.
No.
We didn't cost them money. I mean, we cost them 2 hours of their Saturday cleaning up toilet paper. You know.
Yeah. And I think that's where a lot of this generation's kind of lost it, is they're just like, they have no, I mean, not to sound bad, look at that 15-year-old in Maple Valley.
That's exactly what I was just thinking of.
I mean, look at her. I mean, she thought it was funny to hit people with a car.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like, they took it that step further, right? Because we would drive by people and yell horrible things at them, you know. I remember driving by the bum in Auburn and saying, "Here's to you, bum, sucking my dick." Or driving by a dude in a wheelchair and Chris Pickett stuck his head out the window and said, "Who's winning the race?" Like, you know. But again, we never sat in the car and went, "Yeah, I want to see somebody fly."
Yeah. Let's hit him with the car and see what happens. It's like, you know.
I do think those words came out of our mouths a few times with bicyclists when, to be honest, those words still come out of my mouth. Seeing bicyclists who...
Bicyclists need it.
Don't own the road, but think they do at 15 miles an hour and a 50.
Yeah.
Like, no, it fucking drives me nuts. Like, if you're going to be on the road, you got to follow the road laws. Like, that's just...
I even ride bicycles on the road, and I mean, I'm still one of those ones, like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah. There's shoulders and bike lanes now. Fucking move. No, but they have to pick the country roads because that's where they want to fucking bike. You dummies. But, God, they piss me off. Not only are they in excellent peak condition and fit and doing something I can't, but now they're stopping me from doing the one thing I can do, sit behind a car and drive.
Exactly. Get the fuck out of my way.
Fuckers. Goddamn bastards. Yeah, but exactly. That girl going, oh, I want to, like, I want to say that one's an anomaly. Like, it really is, right? That's more of a Ted Bundy type, or Gary Ridgway type killing his cat because he wanted to see something die and how easily he could do it.
Yeah. I mean, I hope, but I mean, it's amazing to have that mentality that she thought that was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy. I don't know. These challenges or whatever, like some of the challenges are great and some of the challenges are great because people get hurt, but the people getting hurt is the one doing the challenge, like that milk crate challenge.
Yeah, that one's funny because the people, yeah, like you said, the people that are actually doing the challenge and getting hurt are the people deciding to do the challenge.
Yeah, they're not standing there with an 80-year-old woman at gunpoint making her fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Fuck, we all did not necessarily challenges per se, but we all dared each other to do something stupid.
Yeah, and those ones I'm fine with because you're making the choice. It's the ones where it's like, hey, yeah, go smack a teacher. No, that teacher actually made a choice to be a teacher and help kids, not get beat up by dipshits.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. One more hot topic thing about teachers. I'm just curious. I want to make sure I'm not blowing this out of proportion. But there's... All the schools are doing different contact tracing, right?
Yeah.
Little Johnny came to school. He was diagnosed with COVID. He was close to these people. Call them and let them know.
Yeah.
A Reyes teacher, who she has for first period, second period, and stretch, she is in this woman's class 2.5 hours a day. Was diagnosed with COVID. Showed up to school and left 5 minutes before first period started, or midway through first period, I think is what it was. 5 minutes before it ended, something like that. And then had been out the rest of the week. Nothing was said until 3 days later when another girl in Ray's class emailed her and she goes, oh, I'm homesick with COVID. And no contact tracing was done.
Well, that's weird. Isn't that the whole point?
And so Tosh emailed the dean or whoever, and they're like, oh, these are the rules for contact tracing. Like, she had to have been near her 6 feet or whatever more than 15 minutes. But if it's a teacher, like, the people in that class should be contacted.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not like passing a kid in the hall where, yeah, you wouldn't contact little Sally because they walked by each other, you know, possibly on the way to their next class.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lady who stood in class talking for 3 hours to the students.
Yeah. I think that one, I mean, that one.
And I'm just, like, I'm kind of livid about it. And I don't know if I'm blowing it out of proportion. And I think why I'm livid, that was on a Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
Saturday, my mom got home. All the kids went and saw my mom. Sunday, we went over to Grandma and Grandpa on the other side's house for dinner. Toby can't be vaccinated. So we have a kid here, too, who's susceptible. And we had no clue, so we put no extra precaution into anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's one of those that, I mean, if you had known, you might have planned differently.
Mm-hmm. And not that, because everybody's vaccinated, so on a general setting, you're not thinking about it, but if you think you might have it or could have contracted it, right, we're not necessarily worried about Araya getting sick, per se, because younger and vaccinated, chances are she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But the breakthrough cases that are happening are in the elderly and underlying condition people, i.e. my mom, i.e. Tosh's dad. Like, yeah. You know. So, I don't know.
That is interesting that they, yeah. And I've always wondered about some of that, where it's that contact tracing. It's like, at what point are you supposed to actually do it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you would think, you know, and that's interesting that it's only the 15 minutes of contact. It's like, what's the whole point of the contact tracing then? Because anybody you're going to be more than 15 minutes with, you're going to know them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was supposed to, you know, I volunteered at a marathon this weekend, and Don was my buddy Don was supposed to be with us, and he went and wasn't feeling good, so he had a COVID test. They lost it.
Oh.
On like Monday, he had the test. They lost it. So he went and did another test Friday, which came back negative. But then all of a sudden, Saturday morning, they found his first test and it was positive.
Oh.
And like, he got the email like right before he was supposed to leave to meet all of us. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I want to be there. I'm like, yeah, please don't.
No, Jesus. I'm trying to figure, this is how bad it is, I guess, but I'm trying to figure out if there's any money involved. I read an article today that I think it's Valley Med is conducting testing for Moderna patients, which is what I was.
Mm-hmm.
To get a Moderna booster shot with either the flu vaccine or the shingles vaccine. So it'd be a multiple deal. And I'm contemplating it, but I want to know if I'm getting paid first. Do you get paid for that shit, or do you just do it out of the goodness of your heart?
I don't know. I think some of them you do, some you don't. I think it really depends on, you know, what they're doing.
Like, so. I read that this morning. My first thought was Artie Lang and Norm MacDonald in Dirty Work doing the testing on those fucking brownies. Like,
yeah.
I'll take $50 and get really fucking weird. Like, I'm in.
Hey, do it.
Except I don't think with this I'm gonna get really fucking weird, right? I've never had good luck with the flu vaccine.
I haven't either.
I always got them when I worked at the old folks home because I had to have them. But to be honest, I never got one beforehand, and I've never had one since.
Yeah, and that's me. I've never. I mean, besides the the normal vaccines we had as kids and all that, I never got any of them until The COVID vaccine.
I had to do TB every year, every other year, whatever it was, when I worked at the old folks home. I had to do certain ones being there at the retirement community or the assisted living community. But
which makes sense.
And then your tetanus one when something happened. But it was always when something happened, right? I never got the preemptive one. I always got the, oh, fuck, I just cut my hand on rusty barbed wire. Or, oh, fuck, I stepped on a nail. Or,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, and I've had those. I mean, the only ones, I mean, I never had the, like, chickenpox vaccine because I had chickenpox.
I had chickenpox 3 times.
Yeah.
Which means... Right, they say if you've had the chicken pox, you're way likely to get shingles.
Yep.
So part of me was thinking about doing it with the shingles, just because I watched old people in the nursing home get fucking shingles. I don't want shingles.
I heard it sucks.
Yeah, I don't want it. The only shingles I want is shit on a shingle from a military base on a metal tray. Like, that's all I fucking want.
Oh yeah.
You know.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know how we go from shingles to good stuff, but here it is. Dude, IHOP, they got their spooktacular pancakes or whatever the fuck they're called right now.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Special K went and got breakfast the other morning. We were working together and we're like, dude, fuck lunch. Let's have breakfast today. And so we went to IHOP and he got Reese's peanut butter pancakes. And they were pancakes with like that liquid Dairy Queen peanut butter sauce. Chocolate sauce, and then sprinkled with fucking Reese's Pieces on it. Looked amazing. I had fucking apple pie a la mode pan. I had ice cream for pancakes. Don't tell me being adult's not fucking rad.
Like, you're making the fat kid in me hungry.
It was fucking delish.
Oh, it sounds like it. I want some.
Yeah. Fucking delish. I did a lot of breakfasts. Like, I think we did breakfast for dinner, I think, twice in the last week. I made homemade biscuits and gravy one night.
That is the best.
And then I think we just did bacon and eggs and toast and shit another night.
We do most weekends, we'll do breakfast. I'll get up and make, you know, eggs and sausage and all of that. But every once in a while, it's like, it seems like the only time we have like biscuits and gravy, stuff like that, is when it's, you know, we have breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. And then Tasha's parents took us out to the original Pancake House after Toby's game on Saturday. So we had breakfast there. Then I went to IHOP and had breakfast. I'm really pissed. I was supposed to go to breakfast tomorrow with my boss, so free of fucking charge. And then Kevin called me and asked me if I could help him do some work tomorrow. And I'm like, God damn it.
So Kevin pissed off. You got lunch. You got breakfast.
So I think I might have Kevin take me to breakfast tomorrow.
There you go. See, you got it made. Just make Kevin take you to breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fair. So yeah. How was comedy last night?
It was great. I hadn't seen JR in years, and I mean, he's just gotten better. JR was awesome. Richie, I'd never seen him before. Richie Armani, he was hilarious. He had everyone rolling, and Rachel was her. I mean, it sounds bad to say this, but her dead baby joke kill. So
kill what? The mood?
They killed the crowd. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, she was freaking, everyone was dying. I mean, there was a couple of them where literally like I had to step outside because my rib hurt so fucking bad laughing.
Oh, geez.
I mean, she was killing it. I mean, all of them were. Like I said, JR was amazing. So it was a great show. I was really, really excited. I had so much fun. Packed house. I mean, it's getting to a point where pretty much you have to reserve a table or you're not getting in.
Very nice. They're
packed every week now. So, or every month.
Very nice. Very nice. Good. That means he's making money.
Yeah.
That means he should start up in the pay.
Yeah. Well, we might have to talk about that. So. Well, and I may have to, I was going to talk to you after we're done. I may have another opportunity. So, someone hit me up while I was there. So, yeah.
Oh, that's how we got that one.
Yep.
He hit us up at Imbibe. So, yeah. Well, all right. In the next month, what's the date on that one?
It is whatever the first Wednesday is. So that is the, bust out my calendar here. That is the 3rd, November 3rd.
November 3rd, yep. And that is Rusty.
Yep, Rusty.
And congratulations to him, by the way, just getting engaged.
Yep, I just saw that he got engaged, which is amazing.
And Gabe Rutledge.
Yep.
And you are hosting it.
Yep, I'm going to step in and host. I'm probably not going to do a full set. I'm just going to do a couple minutes because, I mean, you got Rusty and Gabe are going to tear it up. So.
Very nice, very nice. All right, well, then with all that being said, guys, hopefully I still have stuff to record next week up, but if we miss a week, you know why.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, fuck it. We'll keep doing it until the wheels come off, but like I said, some of the shit may be packed up. I'm going to try to leave it till the very end, but I guess it'll also depend on when I got to cut the internet bill to have it transferred to. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if worse comes to worse, I just make it come over here and we can record it here.
Yeah, that too. So we'll see how that goes. Cause like I said, packing. I feel horrible right now. They're all out there doing work and I'm back here. So,
hey, that's the way to do it. You find excuses not to do the work. So, yeah. Sorry, honey, I gotta do the podcast.
But I don't want the corners of my boxes dinged. I gotta watch these yahoos. So.
Oh yeah, they're gonna mess up your boxes, and then they won't be worth as much. And yeah, that's a bad thing.
So. I know. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.